The as-isness of the preclear was what was in the road of materialistic approaches to the field of healing. And that's what's in the road of the medical doctor and anybody else who shouldn't be in the field. I don't infer that a medical doctor is out of order in practicing on broken bones, obstetrics, and things like that. That's definitely mechanical, structure, and so forth. But when it comes over to his doing something about the mind, he has to deal with the spirit, because there isn't any mind. That was the thing they never learned about, you see. They didn't find out that what they were studying didn't exist. A lump of computing machine made out of neurons and cyclotrons or something. This they were studying. Well, they could have studied it forever and they never found out anything about it, because it has no as-isness. In other words, it could go on describing it forever, and of course it would continue to exist because it's an alter-isness. Well, don't you make the same mistake with a symptom. Don't you dare, if you're using this description processing, make the same mistake with a symptom. And consider that this symptom consists of some structural difficulty which has the deep significance of the causation point in the thisa, the thata. In other words, alterisness, 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 because all you'll do is perpetuate the symptom. Don't make that mistake. What you want to do is quite something else. You want to know how it seems right now. How it is. It's as isness. You want to know where the dark area seems to be. You don't even want to turn it white. You don't want any action on the part of this preclear. He's so fixed on the idea of being an observer, let's let him observe. And there's a white area. He says, I don't know, the back of the leg's kind of white and the front of the leg's kind of dark. And there seems to be a shooting thing that's going up through the leg. Well, does it seem to continue? Well, how does it seem when you... Is there any effort there on your part to shut it off or anything like that? Well, is the pain bigger than you are? Dunnage, you see. Are you bigger than the pain, or the pain bigger than you? How is this? Pain seems real big. Well, how are you estimating that? Keep him looking at it. Keep him looking at it. Don't fixate him on it. You just want him to describe it and describe it and describe it. And communicate and communicate and communicate. And we don't care if we waste a little time. We don't care if we waste some time with it. So what? He goes off on some wild excursion, and he says, well, it seems to me like, I don't know, I can't quite look at the room when that pain is on. I try to look at the room. I wonder why that is. I've had a lot of speculation as to why this is. You can let him talk for a minute. Let him talk. It's just burning time. Remember, you're preserving a two-way communication, and throughout this process you're preserving a two-way communication, and that is its keynote, and that's why it continues to work so easily. Your preclear does not seem to be under duress at any time.